This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. About a million Coloradans are now eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. People 60 and older and those with two or more chronic health conditions now qualify. The new phase also includes people who work in grocery stores and food processing plants. Following concerns about racial disparity, the state has now updated how it allocates vaccines to make the process more equitable. The U.S. Senate is still debating a number of amendments to the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Republicans have argued the package needs to be smaller and more targeted, but Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper says recent job gains don't mean the economy's on fire.
We're still a long way off from where we were. We're still, 8.5 million jobs behind where we were back in the beginning of the pandemic. And if you include the expected job growth, normal job growth that we should have had, we probably need to get up to 11.5 million new jobs.
Lawmakers have been debating amendments since last night. The stimulus bill would be President Biden's first major legislative win. And a new bill at the state legislature would give renters more time to pay their bills before they're evicted. It would also set strict new limits on late fees that can be charged. It's part of a slate of housing reform proposals making their way through the state capitol. Landlord groups warn that the changes could hurt the rental market. And very warm temperatures and sunny skies over the Front Range today. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. You're listening to CPR News.